Coming at you from a hotel room near the Bell Center, this is The Recency Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss, Managing Editor, RabbitHabs.com, along with you on this Friday morning. A Friday morning of freezing rain in Montreal, where I find myself a night after watching Rangers and Canadians, your Montreal Canadiens, 3-1 winners over the visiting Blue Shirts. I was psyched to see this game. I gotta tell ya, it's feeling good. All my favorites, Shea Weber in person, Carey Price, Rick Nash, Ryan McDonough, Henrik Lundqvist, just what a star list. Except for the fact that none of those guys playing in a season that both the Habs and the New York Rangers would rather forget. Not a lot of the biggest names in action on Thursday night. The mood at the Bell Center was tepid, I would say. But still a good time. Hadn't been to a Habs game in a few years. Not necessarily the time to see them, per se, but what can you do? At least the tickets were relatively cheap. Your Montreal Canadiens goal scorers in this one. Thomas Plekanec, his sixth of the season. And perhaps more importantly, possibly, his last with the Montreal Canadiens. Though I suspect probably not. Jeff Petrie with number 10 on the year. And Phil Deneau scored his eighth of the season. I'd say a tough game. I mean, the Canadiens absolutely blowing the Rangers out of the water. Shots-wise, particularly through the first two periods. Forcing a rookie goalie for the Rangers, making his NHL debut, in fact, Alexander Georgiev, was forced to face 40 shots on the night. Made 38 saves. He looked pretty solid, the kid. Meanwhile, between the pipes, Antti Niemi for your Canadiens. Interesting night for Niemi. I mean, it statistically looks fantastic. 969 save percentage, 31-32. But man, does it! I believe Ian put it in the recap on RabbitHabs.com that he's not the most orthodox goalie. No kidding. Looks like he's fighting the puck every instant. But the good news is, with Carey Price now out with a conky, it's not likely going to be Niemi starting the majority of the games the rest of the way. Charlie Lindgren has got the call up. He'll be most likely the number one for the time being while Carey Price sits out the rest of the season? I suspect the rest of the season. Because why not? If we're falling for Dahlin, why not? You know what I mean? Carey Price seems like maybe he could also use, beyond the concussion scenario, just a little break from this team. I know I gave a lecture earlier in the week suggesting, hey, Habs gave $84 million to you, buddy. Hasn't even kicked in yet. You can show some give a shit. And I stand by that, but, you know, if what it takes is a mind reset from Carey Price, in addition to the fact that, you know, he apparently has a concussion, we ride Charlie Lindgren and Antti Niemi the rest of the season, I suppose. Speaking of rookies making their debut, Noah Juulsen, probably the top, one of the top prospects, if not the top prospect the Montreal Canadiens have at the moment. He played his first NHL game and, well, he didn't do anything, I think, that made him stand out per se. You know, young defenseman, yada, yada, yada. If you don't notice him, it's probably good. But I did notice him in the final minute and a half of the game when the New York Rangers had pulled their goalie. Canadians were clinging to a one-goal lead. Were they clinging with Antti Niemi? It felt like they were clinging. And Noah Juulsen's out there on the ice, defending. Claude Julien seeing what the kid's got. And that's really the story the rest of the way, isn't it? 22 games to go. That was game 60 on the season on Thursday night. And now it's time to further find out what the kid's got. It's interesting to see, you know, Rangers, Habs, both teams having officially, well, officially in the case of the New York Rangers is they sent that letter out to all of their fans saying, hey, we're entering a retool, rebuild, etc. Canadians doing it as well, though a little more quietly. No letter, just kind of obvious for me. And I think everybody else that, as Victor Mete's minutes climb game in, game out, as Noah Juulsen gets on the ice to protect a one-goal lead late in the game with the goalie pulled, we're all looking to the future. But it's tough for everybody who's there right now. And I mean, I imagine for particularly the Rangers, who have a lot more rumors swirling around who could move from them, from Nash and McDonough and right on down. But to the Habs as well. I mean, Thomas Plekanec may very well have scored his last goal as a member of the Habs. That could have very well be his last game with the Canadiens. Who knows if he makes it to Saturday night? Same could be said for, a handful of these guys. Alex Galchenyuk. Maybe Max Pacioretty. You just don't know. Speaking of Maximilian Pacioretty, you see a lot more when you're there live. I think you get a better sense of who's driving play, who's creating, who's got the ebb and flow of the game, the palm in their hands, and you also notice who you don't see. And not more than once or twice on the whole evening did I see Max Pacioretty. This guy's checked out as well. It's tough. It's tough when Max isn't going and you're not seeing it. Doesn't help his trade value, I don't think. Though, long memories from scouts, etc., etc. All the same. Chud was your Charles Hudon. Your first star of the game. I stuck around because I thought it might be Thomas Plekanec. I thought it maybe should have been Thomas Plekanec. I would have given him the vote. 2-point game, goal and an assist. And as I say, maybe in the end. Give him one final cheer from the Habs faithful at the Bell Center. A less than full Bell Center, but a good time. Had a bunch of guys from New York in front of myself and my parents at the game. Good time with them. It's still fun to go to the Bell Center and see a win, I'll tell you that. But certainly lacked any animosity with the Rangers fans. Had a good time. When everybody's failing, I guess there could be a little animosity. Misery loves company, something like that. 23-29-8 now, your Montreal Canadiens. That's 27th overall in the NHL. As Vancouver and Ottawa, in addition to Buffalo and Arizona, who will perpetually stay behind the Habs, have snuck back behind them now. As the Canadiens put 2 points on the board on Thursday night. And you got to put two. Look, I know a lot of us are watching for them to lose, in a way. But wins are going to happen. I think they need them once in a while. Brendan Gallagher commenting after the game, it's nice to get one once in a while. 6-game losing streak and all. And hey, if they're going to get one, I'd like it to be the one when I'm there. Other scores from the NHL on Thursday night. Toronto, New York Islanders played to a shootout 4-3 win for the Maple Leafs. Minnesota, they scored 4 on New Jersey, who only got a pair. 4-2 win for the Wild. Philly edges Columbia 2-1. Tampa beats Ottawa 4-3. That's how the Senators got themselves back behind the Habs. Buffalo beats Detroit in overtime by 3-2 score. Florida beats Washington 3-2. Nashville pounds San Jose 7-1 as Pecorino makes 33 saves in the win. OT between Edmonton and Colorado saw the Oilers get a win. So they stay ahead of the Habs. Calgary downs Arizona 5-2. Dallas shuts out the LA Kings by a 2-0 score. I've been on a few planes these last couple days. I'm sick of them giving the routine safety instructions, so I'm also going to save you from the routine Twitter instructions at the end of this one. Just say, thanks for listening. I know some of you, make this morning after mini pod a part of your routines when you're getting ready after Habs days, and it's good to have you, or be a part of that, I should say. We thank you for it. It does mean a lot that we're all riding this out together. I got a nice sense of camaraderie from Habs fans, even though things are bleak, being at the Bell Center on Thursday. So that'll do it until when's the next game? Saturday. Tampa Bay, the big boys at the Bell Center. So we'll talk to you Sunday morning. Till then, take care.
Thank you.